Well, I want to thank you all for coming today. You know, healthcare is a major component of Colombia's growing economy, and I think creating the necessary infrastructure to support that continued growth of Colombia's healthcare providers, as well as optimize the patient experience in Colombia is a top priority. And that's why the formation of the Mayor's Task Force on Medical Tourism is really designed to position Colombia as a destination medical center, both in the Midwest and across the United States. You know, Colombia has the opportunity to develop as a nationally recognized medical center through the creation of an innovative economic development plan that really marries and creates this culture, if you will, that both attracts patients, promotes healthcare and our healthcare economy, and in turn recruits the best healthcare providers from all across the country. The impact of this plan is to increase those high-paying jobs, strengthen our tax base, and improve and optimize that patient experience here in mid-Missouri. You know, as far as I know, we were looking back at this, and our region, and certainly the city, has never come together to put our healthcare providers in the same room and ask ourselves, how can we work better together to promote Colombia as a medical center with a reputation for healthcare excellence, as well as improve those patient-focused outcomes? And that's why I'm proud to appoint the first ever panel of Colombia's healthcare and hospitality leaders and charge them to develop a comprehensive plan to support Colombia as a destination medical city. I want to thank the City Council, especially Carl Scala, who's with us here today, for their unanimous support of this initiative. I think it really brings to bear one of the three legs of Colombia's economy and challenges ourselves to ask ourselves how can we work better, not only to improve the patient outcomes and the patient experience for our residents, but at the same time market Colombia across the country to be that destination for medical services. You know, this initiative is really an opportunity for an unprecedented partnership between competing healthcare providers, Colombia's hospitals, and our subspecialty providers. You know, this medical tourism task force is going to make recommendations on how can we market Colombia's key subspecialty areas. And I'm looking at specifically issues like oncology, cardiovascular care, orthopedic care, that are attractive to those who are willing to travel for those types of procedures. How can we look at our new airport terminal and recommend improvements both in terms of additional routes to potentially underserved areas, as well as terminal enhancements, and I'm going to ask one of our board members to address that, and to that can improve patient access. How can we enhance our public transportation options? Maybe that's a special needs shuttle or an accessible van that can transport people. Maybe it's having a nurse on a van that can go to the airport to bring a patient to the hospital who's coming here. And making sure that we have that interconnectivity between our hospital schedulers, our hotel providers, and our transportation network. We have a lot of hotel and short-term housing options here, and what I hope we can do is improve the coordination between our hospital schedulers with a real-time vacancy list of where we have available room nights. We have a couple hotel owners on the panel, and I'll introduce them in a little bit. I'm sure they'll tell you that they have no problem filling their rooms on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but it's the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday rooms at the same time that Columbia Orthopedic Group is scheduling three-day total hip and total knee surgeries. If we can do a better job of improving that access to those accessible hotel rooms, those vacant room nights, the shuttle services between those hotels and our hospital providers, that's the type of culture, that's the type of seamless accessibility that we want to try to encourage. And, of course, the bottom line in all this is I hope this group will be able to make and project some workforce development strategies. Where are we going to need additional high-need, high-demand healthcare-related jobs to serve this increased need? I want to take a few minutes and just introduce the members of this task force, say a few words about them and my relationship to them and kind of what I think they bring to the table here. And when I'm done, I'm going to ask our chairman and anybody else that would like to speak or say a few words or chime in on their view of our baseline of where we are today and what we could be in the next 3 to 5 years in Colombia. And then we'll take any questions that you might have. I've asked Guy Collier to chair this effort. Where's Guy? Mr. Collier is a nationally recognized healthcare attorney, working out of Washington, D.C. His specialty is university-based hospital systems and academic and not-for-profit hospitals. And while he devotes a substantial portion of his Washington, D.C. practice to healthcare, he and his family live here in Columbia. That gives him the added byproduct of using our airport every week as he travels around the country visiting and working with his clients. And I want to be sure that whenever we have multiple providers in the same room discussing how to coordinate care, that we're also conscious of preserving competition between those healthcare providers and avoiding any antitrust issues. And that's why I think it's important to have Guy at the top of this panel. Jonathan Curtwright is the Chief Operating Officer of University of Missouri Healthcare. Prior to serving as COO of University of Missouri Healthcare, he held a similar position and was the administrator of several departments at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester. I'll say a few words. Anybody that knows me and my historic preservation bent, I have to add a historical footnote, in that Dr. William Mayo obtained his second medical degree from the University of Missouri in 1854. Now, at the time, the healthcare, the hospital medicine program was located in St. Louis. I don't know if you knew this or not. But Dr. Mayo obtained his second MD from the University of Missouri. His diploma from the University of Missouri is on the third floor of the Mayo Clinic in Rochester. That was before university moved its MD program to Columbia in 1872, and the program that Dr. Mayo graduated from eventually was absorbed into Washington University School of Medicine. We probably missed the opportunity to locate the Mayo Clinic here in Columbia, Missouri. And instead, Dr. Mayo went to Rochester, a town of about 80,000 people. That is now a destination for healthcare services and tertiary and secondary care throughout the country with a worldwide recognition and reputation there. I think Mr. Curtwright is going to bring that perspective and some of the best practices and pearls from Mayo to this effort as well. Balancing that out on the Boone Hospital side, we have Kate Pitzer, the in-house legal counsel for Boone, and hoping to bring to bear that third subspecialty of the Heart Center, the cardiovascular program, and some of those long-term care, chronic care, disease prevention efforts that we know can help attract patients to Columbia. We have two hotel owners. Vic Puri owns the is the Vice President General Counsel of Hilton Garden Inn and the Holiday Inn Express. The Holiday Inn Express, specifically at the corner of Stadium and 63, right in line from the airport to the university, proximate to Keene Street. I know you already offer shuttle services to healthcare providers, but bringing those best practices and some of those amenities, if you will, those concierge services to his guests, specifically to healthcare patients, I think is important. Joining him is also Dave Parmalee, owner of the Broadway DoubleTree, but is also the Hampton Inn and Suites at the University of Missouri, across from University of Missouri. Again, how can we assimilate not just these four properties, but our entire hotel community to help improve their census count, their room nights on this effort? We have Gene Austin, the CEO of Columbia Orthopedic Group. And I think a lot of us underestimate the impact that COG has on Columbia's economy. I can tell you from my parents' perspective, COG's catchment area is anywhere from Sweet Springs to Wentzville, Missouri, St. Joe to Rolla, and probably many places in between. Their census on any given day at Columbia Orthopedic Group has a dramatic impact, not just in terms of the patients that come here and the dollars that revolve during their stay here, but your employees and your doctors as well. We have Dr. Jimmy Cook, with the Mizzou Bio Joint Center, the Director of Operations from the Mizzou Bio Joint Center. And to me, this is especially important I see him as a twofer. He came from the MU School of Veterinary Medicine, where he was a well-known veterinary surgeon. He now heads up the Mizzou BioJoint Center. And I think between Dr. Cook and Mr. Curtwright, they're going to talk about the impact that we're already seeing in that new cutting-edge technology and the new services that services are provided. When I first mentioned this at a Ready board meeting, Steve White, the vice chancellor at MU, told me and reminded me, don't forget our four-legged friends. And I'm sure Dr. Cook can tell you there are already four-legged patients that come to Columbia with their two-legged owners. And to me, I think this is probably another niche that we can develop and cultivate here in Columbia. Finally, we have Dr. Kevin Stavely O'Connor. The nationally recognized oncology surgeon. He's also director of the Ellis Fischel Cancer Center. And with their new partnership with MD Anderson, I really think we're on the cusp of being able to grow oncology care here in Columbia with our network of cancer experts and enhance that patient experience for those going through this part of care. And of course, the committee is going to be staffed by Amy Schneider and our Convention and Visitors Bureau. Amy has already done great work. This is a chart that talks about how tourism works, and one of the things that I wanted to make sure we had represented on there was our medical services. A lot of people know and recognize that people come to Columbia for our sports and our culture and our events, but I think there's a real opportunity here to also embrace and bring those same services, those same amenities, those same care and concierge to those that come here for our medical care. I'm happy to answer questions. What I'd like to do is ask Mr. Collier and then Mr. Curtwright and anybody else on the panel that would like to visit, and then we'll certainly take any questions you may have.
Guy?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. It's nice to be with you this morning. I think I was picked for this because I'm sort of Switzerland. I do have a national practice representing nonprofit healthcare systems, academic medical centers, universities, faculty practice plans, but not in Columbia. I just happen to live in Columbia. It would be too simple and convenient to actually represent people here. So I do fly out of Columbia and go back east and fly off to other places. But I think this is a wonderful initiative because we've got a wealth of providers. We probably take it for granted in Columbia, but we've got a very good university healthcare system, a very good nonprofit healthcare system, community based in Boone, and lots of really good specialty and subspecialty physician groups. And if you look at the publications like U.S. News and World Report, who tout us as a great place to retire, one of the things they always point to is the availability and prevalence of healthcare and the scope of services. So we really should take advantage of that, and I think that's why this is such a great initiative. There's no reason we can't identify a basket of what are called destination services, just the same way that Mayo has and many other health systems around the country are doing. Figure out what those destination services are and then market them aggressively. And it does require the cooperation of the hospitality providers, the transportation providers, obviously the healthcare providers themselves, but there's no reason that can't work here in Columbia. And frankly, I think we're sitting on a bit of a gold mine that we just haven't taken advantage of to date. So I really look forward to doing this, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully, we'll come out with some good practical recommendations that give us a path forward to developing Columbia as a bit more of a medical destination than it has been in the past.
Sure.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor and Mr. Collier. My name is Jonathan Curtwright. I serve as the Chief Operating Officer for the University of Missouri Healthcare, and we are delighted to be able to participate in this activity. My wife Lori and our four children moved back to Columbia about 7 years or 7 months ago after spending 20 years after graduate school at the University of Missouri. 12 of those were at Mayo and several of those were at Indiana University. So I think that I've got a set of experiences that will hopefully be useful to this work. In terms of the Mayo Clinic, I thought that I would bring a couple of examples. At Mayo in Rochester, it's a town of 80,000. It's more of a rural community. And why do people come to Mayo? They come to Mayo because they have built a better mousetrap. People are more than willing to come and drive into a very challenging place to get to sometimes, and they do this. 50% of the patients that come to the Mayo Clinic drive more than 120 miles to get there. Furthermore, we know that those patients, and this is true for Mayo, it's true for IU Health, it's true for Duke, the more you're willing to travel, the more complex the care is that you're going to be receiving. And that is our wheelhouse in Columbia, Missouri. We're going to be able to do outstanding procedures, outstanding care, complex care, advanced subspecialty care. And if we do our job right here in Columbia, Missourians should not have to leave the state of Missouri to get their advanced subspecialty medicine. And we're absolutely committed to doing that. And, you know, Mayo is a good example of that, but I do think that we're already doing this to a certain degree here in Columbia. The BioJoint Center is a good, solid example of that. Our initial goals were that we were going to be able to take care of 100 patients in the first year. In the first year, we saw 200 patients. Furthermore, we saw patients from 14 different states and 3 different countries with this activity. It was an outstanding success of transformative care between the work and research between the vet school and the School of Medicine and COG to that degree. And we are absolutely committed to making this work. Another example of this is our Ellis Fischel Cancer Center, and we are 100% committed to making this happen. Dr. Stavely O'Carroll is a nationally recognized leader in oncology surgery, and he will make this a truly a destination service for oncology services. So with that, we are absolutely committed here to making Meretrice's vision to make this a destination medical community, breathe life, and we are happy to participate. So thanks a lot, Mr. Mayor.
So I'm here to represent the Ellis Fischel Cancer Center, and we have a very important job as the state-designated cancer center. There's no place in all of medicine where it's more important for doctors and other healthcare providers to work together than cancer. The multidisciplinary care we provide in cancer is more complex than any other form of medicine. And there's no patient population as vulnerable as the elderly people that have cancer, particularly rural people. So it's our job to coordinate that multidisciplinary care. We have all the experts housed together in the cancer center, but we have to work with the community because the vast majority of our patients in this state come from far away, 2, 3, 4 hours. So we have to navigate them from their medical oncology in the community, their radiation oncology in the community, down to us for their clinical trials, their surgery. That's complex, that's hard for patients, and it's our job to do it seamlessly with these vulnerable patients with cancer. And that's what we're committed to doing. In addition to that, we have to move the envelope forward, not only provide comprehensive care, the state of the art now, but take it further from state-designated cancer center to a nationally designated cancer center. And that's all about developing new therapies. And that's what we're committed to, and that's what we're well-positioned to do, because there's only 6 places in this country that have a medical school, a veterinary school, a law school, all co-located on an undergraduate research campus. That's a tremendous resource to harness on cancer. Now, in addition to all those resources, we're the first academic medical center to partner with MD Anderson, the world's leader in cancer. Now, we're leveraging that partnership more than anyone else has, I'd say. In addition to looking at all their infrastructure for quality, all of our physicians are certified through MD Anderson, but we're working with them to develop protocols in enhanced recovery after surgery, chemotherapy protocols. We're basically reproducing what they have in Houston. So we're very well positioned to take our effort to the next level, and it's what we owe our community and our state. So thanks very much for participating in this.
Hi, I'm a Columbia native, I guess you could say. I moved here in 1988. I graduated from biochemistry, got accepted to medical school from University of Missouri, decided to go to law school instead. I've seen this community grow. And it's forward-thinking individuals such as the mayor that look at not only the business community, but everything that's within the community itself that can partner to step us into the next era. And the possibilities of this are far beyond just medical. This is just the tip of the iceberg. To see us leverage our assets and to work with the community to bring more individuals into Columbia and to harness the education that we have here, as I said, the law school, the medical school, the vet school. When I was growing up, those were things that we were very proud of. The cardiovascular division over at the University of Missouri, MOI now at the University of Missouri, are all leading edge technology providers in medical treatment. To be able to partner, to bring our efforts into this, to help the community grow, and to make it a gateway not only for medical tourism, but tourism as a whole, is an honor, it's a privilege, and I hope that you all will help us, but just beyond this room. Thank you.
I would just say briefly, first, I'm very honored to be invited, so I appreciate the opportunity because I think this is a huge, huge, huge opportunity. I think we've already proven that it works in Columbia at Mizzou BioJoint Center. And now that if we can really, truly get the community involved, again, I think it can go to unbelievable levels. People are coming from all over the world. We've had them from Brazil and Poland already. And I think that the attraction, the resources, and the flavor and the spirit of Columbia can really seal the deal in this area. So we're very, very proud to be a part of it, and I hope that the community will be super involved in this initiative because it definitely can work and it will benefit us all. Thanks.
Do I have questions? Marketing, I know this initiative. Marketing is probably one of the key ones. Are you going to be using the city's website? How are you going to get the word out to everybody in the country and the world about what you're trying to do?
Well, I hope this task force creates the framework that answers some of those questions. And I think you can already look at the expenditure of marketing dollars in this community that are promoting maybe individual practices. I know that Guy Collier told me that when he was at the O'Hare Airport on the transportation shuttle, Mizzou BioJoint Center is already advertising there. A lot of you may have seen KU Med Center advertising in Columbia, asking our patients and our citizens to go to Lawrence for their health care. There's really no need for that. And our Convention and Visitors Bureau has an aggressive marketing plan to promote Columbia as a destination venue when it comes to our conferences, when it comes to our events and our culture, our true-false film, our roots and blues. And I think when we can bring all those assets to bear, those resources together, and look at is there a way to not just promote an individual provider, but how do we promote the entire community as, again, this center for healthcare excellence? Because as Mr. Curtwright indicated, Mayo doesn't have anything on top of us. I mean, they're smaller in population. They're not as accessible as Columbia. Here we are in the center of the state, and I think you're exactly right, how we raise awareness to the services that we have and the secondary and tertiary health care options that are available here, and as well as the community embrace that patients receive when they come here, I think is going to tell the story itself.
As the terminal goes at the airport, could you update us on where we're at with that and how does that play a part in this?
Of course, and you know, voters I thought showed great confidence in the vision for a new airport terminal at the August election. And I think it was especially timely to convene this task force now as we're making those final plans for a new terminal. How can we attract additional routes? One of the things I've already talked to the chairman about is let's look at those potential underserved areas. And I think there's a huge gap on this task force that I will plan to fill before Tuesday when it comes to veterans care. And already Columbia is a destination for veterans. And I think if we can identify those geographic areas where you may have high density of veterans that are underserved or lack, again, the subspecialty healthcare areas, Columbia is even going to be that TRICARE insurance for veterans is portable. They can take it anywhere. And we want them to choose Columbia when they choose those healthcare providers for them. I will tell you, you know, on that airport specifically, Mayo has an interesting model in that their airport has a concierge right there at the airport where you can check into the hospital at the airport. You don't have to get your bags, go to the hospital, check in, go to your hotel. You can check in there. And maybe, you know, there while we are going through that planning process for the new airport, let's figure out those ways that we can enhance the healthcare leg with that transportation component.
What kind of revenue can you see this initiative bringing in for the city?
You know, and again, that's another charge that I've given this. I think we can. I think we're only beginning to see the growth in this healthcare sector of our economy from Ellis Fischel, BioJoint, Columbia Orthopedic Group, and I think we should establish a baseline of where are we right now, and how could we expect those services to grow organically, but also how, if we put a concentrated focus on establishing Columbia as a healthcare center of excellence, where we're going to be in 3 to 5 years. So I want some measurements, some metrics on how we grow that. I think it could be substantial. I mean, if you look at just the employees that we have here, just the physicians, you know, there are economic impact studies that show a surgeon is the equivalent of 3 small businesses and support 27 jobs. And, you know, those are the types of, you know, I hate to say it, businesses that are recession-proof. People always need health care, and we have a great reputation for excellence. We have great accessibility when it comes to, you know, choosing your doctor, choosing your hospital or provider, and, you know, I think we need to market that aggressively. Carl.
Yeah, one of my interests here is something that the council has talked about a bit is near. And the short length radioisotopes they have, both for shipping and bringing folks in, and there's the airport connection, the airport connection, and this medical benefits of radioisotopes. Care to comment a little bit on that?
Thanks. Carl raises a good point. Right now we have new technology, new startups, as well as the MU Research Reactor that is making radioactive isotopes that are cancer-curing drugs that have to be shipped out. They have a very small shelf life, but because of the radioactive density of that product, you can only have so many on a plane. I think one of the options that may exist is for, instead of shipping that product out of Columbia, bring the patients here to receive that care. And I think, again, it could be the cutting-edge technology that that our academic setting and our private practice physicians are developing that, again, could really enhance that patient experience and those life-saving cures. Yeah, great idea.
What brought on the idea to tackle this kind of niche section of tourism?
You know, again, I mean, going back and looking at William Mayo, maybe we should have been doing this 150 years ago. It's not a new concept. Mayo has a very aggressive, strategic, written plan, cooperation with their Chamber of Commerce. The entire state of Florida also has that same commitment. It's a statewide commitment there. Florida has golden beaches. We don't have that here, but we do have a reputation for high-quality care, and I would dare say a low cost of living that whoever mentioned the senior, Mr. Collier, that mentioned the senior community, that why people choose to live here, health care is always on the top of the list, and I think it's a real opportunity for us to market those amenities you know, as a way to grow Columbia's economy even more. Yes?
What do you feel will be the biggest challenge the task force faces in the months ahead?
You know, I would have said 3 days ago, I probably would have said being able to leave the competitive egos and competitive nature of healthcare at the door. But I can tell you, everybody here got about a 48-hour ask, would you like to be on this panel? Can you be at a press conference at 10 o'clock on Wednesday? There was no hesitation. And I think the fact that you have both MU Healthcare and Boone Hospital, COG and Missouri BioJoint Center, all in the same room for the first time ever, really looking at how can we better coordinate care? How can we do what's right for patients, what's right for our community, and in turn attract more healthcare professionals? I think that's probably the biggest challenge, and I dare say we've already conquered it. Jody?
You talked about, and you just addressed your comment earlier, you wanted to be conscious of preserving competition and avoiding antitrust issues. I think you addressed that. I wanted to elaborate, though. But I also noticed that Stewart Cancer Center, Missouri Cancer Associates, are not represented here. I'm sure if you just made a list of all the providers in Columbia, you're going to leave somebody out.
My phone is ringing off the hook of people that want to participate on this, and I hope this medical task force is a catalytic group that establishes the framework, and if they choose to come up with subcommittees or other working groups. The reality is these are very busy professionals. I'm shocked I got them all in the same room on a Wednesday morning when they're not in surgery or in a courtroom or attending to their business. I hope they remain very focused and have a short-term objective to look at what of those immediate recommendations that we can make and start planning for now. But if there are other long-term, you know, in terms of how to incorporate our other private providers, our radiology providers, our other hotel owners into that framework, that they establish that framework as part of their recommendation and that it continues, either working with the Convention and Visitors Bureau or independent of the city as far as greater cooperation with all of our healthcare providers here. Someone else could probably address that as well, but anybody else? I want to thank you all, and I especially want to thank our professionals, our healthcare and hospitality leaders, for dedicating their time and effort over the next few months to this very important segment of our economy. Thank you very much.